This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukraine's top commander on Sunday said that Kyiv's outnumbered troops had fallen back to new positions west of three villages on the eastern front, where Russia had concentrated significant forces in several locations. Moscow's troops have been slowly advancing since capturing the town of Avdiivka, taking advantage of Ukrainian shortages of artillery shells and manpower. More calls from international partners for both Israel and Hamas to show more effort to reach a ceasefire as Israel continues its operations in Gaza. More from the AP's Karen Chamas.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned against the proposed Israeli attack on the city in southern Gaza.
Only a small strike is all it takes to force everyone to leave Palestine, and we will be witnessing the greatest catastrophe in the history of the Palestinian people.
In interviews with Israeli media, Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majed Al-Ansari expressed disappointment in both Israel and Hamas for still not reaching a new deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Africa has marked 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in its capital. At the ceremony, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa reflected on the progress made since its end.
It sought to humiliate and to degrade black people.
Ramaphosa conceded that there had been setbacks over the years. Apartheid was known as legislation by the leaders of the white minority in power before 1994, which systematically segregated and subjugated the majority of black South Africans in the country for more than four decades.